please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G, just making a video about the difference between men and women. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are well and are doing great. It's the morning and I've been looking through all my stuff and I've been finding all this nonsense. Yes, we have all these women that think they could do whatever the hell they want. Look at right here, Sally. She got promoted 3 times for sucking dick. Can you suck dick? You can, but can you get a promotion like that? I don't know, maybe if you're doing gay porn or something, I guess, but it is what it is. Yeah, like how the United States is being controlled by Israel and they want us to destroy Iran. Why? Because of fucking bullshit. Fucking shocker, right? Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are ready for a roller coaster. Right, I'm going to show you a little thing from our favorite place, Reddit. That toilet, yes, of a man that's easy to be happy. And his wife, ooh, she don't like that. Let me bring it up. Yes, friends, here's this guy. He was happy enough just to get some ice cream bars of his favorite character, Batman. Me, personally, I love Batman 2 better than Superman. Yeah, I'm surprised they haven't done something gay with fucking Batman and Superman. I'm sure they do because people are fucking freaks, right? Well, anyways, let's read this shit, right?
Today, my husband bought an 18-pack of Batman ice cream bars. I'm so jealous of how happy they made him.
Yes, women don't like it when you're happy, especially without them. Fucking dumb bitches, but it is what it is. You want a wife, and here you go. Enjoy your prize, right? Well, let's continue.
My husband works as a handyman and does odd jobs through the summer, and he did some work today near the company that manages or supplies local ice cream trucks. Yay!
Oh, man. Hey, that's pretty cool. I love fucking Batman ice cream. Oh, let's get some Sonic the Hedgehog ice cream bars, too. Or some Ninja Turtle bars. Oh, ooh, fun times indeed.
He went over and asked if he could buy a box of Batman ice cream bars, and they were happy to sell them. Yay!
Yeah, that is so fucking cool. You go in there and buy some ice cream bars, and the guy said, hey, fuck it, here, enjoy. That is so awesome. You see how easy it is to make men happy? But women, oh no, no, no. They don't like it that you find these little pleasures. If you're not being made happy by a woman, it's a no-no. But whatever, let's continue.
He was so excited when I got home today.
Yes, and without you making him happy, womp womp.
He sang the old theme to Adam West Show as part of the reveal.
Yeah, na 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 na.
Batman, 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 na 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 na. When I mentioned that we already had ice cream, he immediately responded was,
babe, that ice cream is great, but it's not the shape of the world's greatest detective. He is right, right? Anyways.
To be clear, he didn't say it in a rude way, but in a, this ice cream looks like Batman is fucking awesome.
Fuck yeah, awesome, awesome sauce indeed.
Two of his friends came over to see and have Batman ice cream bars with him.
I would have went too. I like Batman. Jeez, what the fuck's wrong with this bitch? Oh yeah, I know. She doesn't like it that this guy's having fun without her. Ugh, stupid women, right? You see what I mean? The differences between men and women. Shocker.
I don't think anything has made me that kind of happy. Lots of other kinds of happy, but nothing like that.
What a jealous douchebag, right? Fucking cunt. Just suck his dick. That'll make you happy. At least make him happy, but nobody wants men happy because we're the lower class, huh? Huh? Fuck you. Anyways, let's continue.
Maybe it's a guy thing. Maybe it's a Batman thing. Either way, I'm jealous and I don't wanna be.
Yes, you stupid ass fucking bitch. You can't make a woman happy, that's why you don't even try. Yes, just take out your dick and say, here, put this in your mouth. Yeah, put that in your pipe and smoke it. But let's continue. Well, friends, hopefully you guys are ready, because this next one is a doozy. It's about women doing monstrous bullshit. Let me bring up that little piece. Fucking women. I know. Meet Amber Lee Hughes. Oh, yeah, she's cute, huh? It says, 26-year-old nursery teacher from Johannesburg, South Africa. She started dating one of her students, single father, Ellie Chatilla. He had a 4-year-old daughter, Nada Jane Chatilla. Huh, I thought Ellie is a dude? Okay. I guess South African people have weird names, right? I guess. Well, let's continue. One day, he had left the child alone in Hughes' care while he went to a job interview. Yes, he went there to get a job, and let's see what this sweet, lovely lady did, right? Yeah, men and women are different, fundamentally different, so let's move on, I guess. He was running late, so he rushed without giving her a goodbye kiss. Uh-oh, she probably ran into that thing thinking, something's wrong, right? Well, let's continue. Angered by that and suspected him of cheating on her, SpaghettiOs. She sent him a text message saying, "You broke my heart. I'm going to burn yours." Uh-oh, what do you mean? This doesn't sound good, does it? How could you do that to me? What, me going fucking for a job? What the fuck, you crazy ass Freud? Well, it is what it is, right? After that, she filled the bathtub and drowned Nada and sat on her until she drowned. What the fuck? Look at this. It's a little fucking girl and you have this big giant fucking chick. Oh, that is so bullshit. You're lucky I'm not this fucking Ellie dude, because I'd probably do the same thing to you. I'll put you in that water there and I'll sit on you. Let's see if you could fucking breathe on the water, you fucking cunt. Oh, and remember, these are for entertainment purposes only, and these are just my delusions and shouldn't be killing people, even though there are some fucking monsters that deserve to get fucking wrath, but you can't do it. Remember that, friend. Not yet, anyways. Wait after the war and then it's no holds barred. But anyways, let's continue. She raped the girl by inserting foreign objects. What the fuck? Oh, yeah, women fucking sure like raping people, don't they? But you can't rape them back. Ugh, whatever. Anyways, at trial, she kept pleading not guilty. Oh, yeah, she's not guilty, right? Finally, she pleaded guilty and confessed to the crime in July of 2025. Better late than never, right? She also played the victim card and said she has mental health issues. Don't they all? All women are fucking insane, in my opinion, but whatever. In the recent court hearing, she pleaded for leniency. Yeah, will you be lenient to this bitch? I wouldn't, but, you know, you can't be doing shit like that. But if it was to me and I was the judge, yeah, she would get executed. It should be the same way as she gave it to the little girl, but, you don't do that shit, right? Well, let's see another fucking monster. Yes, I'm gonna end the video with a bitch being a fucking ghoul. Why? Because women are fucking monsters. Now you see why men and women are different? They could do whatever the hell they want and they have no consequences. But it looks like now they're fucking finding out, right? Well, let me play that clip. Yes, friends, this one's an old clip. Yeah, this one has a negress stealing from a guy that's fucking dying. And she thinks it's okay, so let's play that clip. What a fucking cunt, right? In my opinion, of course. Yeah, look at this cold-hearted monster just going through this dude's shit after he's fucking taking his dirt nap. What a fucking bitch.
How we doing today?
Good.
Leaving work with some merchandise?
No. I'm sorry, what is your name?
Oh yeah, look at her stupid face, the look that she has. Oh, what do you mean, officer? She's trying to play the stupid fucking card. Yes, we know the niggers are stupid, but you think you're gonna get away with that shit? Okay, let's find out.
My name's right here. That's officer to you.
Yes, bitch, that's officer to you, so you better respect my authority before I beat the living shit out of you, dumb fucking Freud, you nigger Freud. Let's see if she gets her ass beat.
Okay, can I help you, officer?
Yeah, I was just watching some very interesting video footage from your work.
Yeah, I'd rather watch this fucking nigger footage of her stealing shit than watching them having fucking sex. Yeah, fucking, what's up with niggers and gay porn? Yeah, that's fucking gross. Anyways, let's continue.
What are you talking about?
Mind if I search you?
No.
You don't mind if I search you?
No, I don't want... That's... I don't really want much to...
Look at this fucking hoe. They got you dead to rights. They already got you. You're like a deer with the headlights on you. You're frozen in place. Just come clean, you dumb bitch. You can't hide. They got you on camera. So enjoy.
Do with this, sir. Can I help you?
Empty your pockets right now.
Can I have some sort of warrant?
Empty.
I'm not saying, oh my God.
Your pocket.
Yeah, maybe you want to check her prison pocket. In case you don't know what a prison pocket is your anus. Yeah, because you know how they get strip searched and all that stuff? So they get a little bit of hand sanitizer or some kind of lubrication and shove the contraband up their ass. And hopefully their fucking prison guard dude doesn't fucking go in there and start rummaging in there. But let's continue.
Yes.
No.
We all know what you did.
Who was we?
That looks just like the Rolex that was stolen from the nurse.
Charlotte is not.
Yes, you stupid nigger bitch. There's no amount of lying, nothing they can say or do to cover your tracks. They got you on camera stealing all this shit. How stupid are you? But you are a nigger and a woman, so it's a double negative. So enjoy.
Home that you work at. Yep.
I don't.
There's the money. Where's your credit cards?
What are you talking about?
Empty your pocket, right there. Empty your pocket.
Here. You thieving little fucking monkey. You think you get away with this shit because you're a woman? Or because the guy was fucking dead? You think you could take all this shit? What the fuck? That is very ghoulish of you. Oh, but you think you could do all this stuff because of feelings? Well, let's see what your feelings is gonna get you, bitch. Continue.
Are you happy? Can I go now?
Absolutely not. Would you care to explain this?
Explain what?
Where did these come from?
Does that matter? We both know where it comes from.
Well, there you go. Admission of guilt. Book 'em, Dano. Yeah, use your fucking billy club and fucking smash her head in. Just saying.
You often steal from your job and where you work?
Whatever. I think I should go.
Oh, you think you should go, huh? Nah, fuck you, bitch. You need to go to jail. Or better yet, you need to get yourself a Kirby. You know what a Kirby is? You might know him as a curb stomp. Like in American History X? Yeah, you put her fucking bitch-ass mouth on the fucking curb, and then you get your fucking nigger stompers and crunch her in the back of her head. Oh, shit. Yes, you shouldn't go around hurting people, but, you know, it is fun to fucking fantasize about it. Yeah, I just got a big old fucking boner, but don't go hurting people, okay? So let's continue.
Turn around. Hands behind your back.
Sir, I'm
turn around. Hands behind your back. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in the court of law. I highly recommend you exercise that right.
Hey, you stupid fucking cop. Don't be giving this bitch any advice what to fucking do. Yeah, let her fucking choke herself. Yeah, give her the rope and let her hang herself. Yeah, this bitch fucking stole from a dead dude. What the fuck is that about? Yeah, don't help her out. Just saying.
My job.
You already lost your job. We have you on video stealing all of this evidence.
And it's raining?
10:37.
Someone got this fucking negress pregnant? Oh, fuck this bitch. And she thinks that she could steal because she has a baby in her fucking cooter? What the fuck? No, you're not supposed to steal, period. You got a job and hopefully the guy that fucking got you pregnant is actually a fucking normal dude and actually has a job. But knowing you, you fucking fucked a yo-yo thug boy, huh? That's what you get for fucking messing around with these stupid ass people. Yeah, instead of making your race better, you're making it worse. Stupid niggers, right? In my opinion, of course. But what do I know? I'm fucking stupid, right? Well, anyways, let's continue.
Suspect in custody.
Oh my god. This is not for real. Oh my god. Can we please just talk about this? I think this is a bit dramatic to be around.
Fucking grave robber, right? Yeah, she probably believed it because the guy is dead. He doesn't need all that shit. She did say that earlier, didn't she? That is so much fucking bullshit. Yeah, fucking stealing from the dead. Well, I understand if it was like in a survival thing and people have got blown off left and right and you want to take, you know, their shoes or something because you're barefoot. That makes sense. But this bitch ain't fucking doing it. She says she's pregnant, but fuck you. If you fuck niggers, you're doing bestiality in my opinion. But let's continue.
Arrested. What footage? Can I see the footage?
Absolutely. You'll see it in court. Do you always steal from your employee, from the people that are putting food on your table? You think it's a good idea to steal?
They're not going to miss it.
Yeah, the dead don't feel anything because they're dead. That's why it's allowed, huh? Oh, man, what a great mentality. Do you want this woman in your life? She might be taken, but you know how women are. They're whores, so she still might be single, so enjoy.
Okay, he's dying anyway. He's basically dead.
So it's okay to take his belongings in your head? Where do you come up with this reasoning?
And there you have it, fellas, the difference between men and women. She said, because I need it. It's all about me. 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 All you people are just there to serve me. Yes, friends, this is the mentality of females. And because it's the age of women, we gotta bow down to these cunts. But I, for one, say no! Fuck you, I hope you rot in jail. And they take your baby away. And then they turn him into a fucking sleeper cell agent or some fucking shit. Yeah, that's what they should do with the fucking... these children of single moms. Turn them into fucking spies or agents or some shit. Yeah, make them into productive members of society. Not into fucking dregs of society. But yeah, that's just my opinion. What the hell do I know? I'm just a stupid wetback. But let's continue.
I need it.
For what?
My kids.
Drugs? What kind of drugs are you taking?
Does that matter?
Yeah, you see why women don't deserve rights? You see how self-entitled this bitch is and how selfish she is? Yeah, and women are trying to take over the world. Yeah, this is the shit that you're gonna see. So no, friends, you gotta tell these bitches, fuck off. Yes, these don't deserve any rights. Take them away. Leave them barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen. But I doubt if this bitch knows how to cook and clean. Well, she could always starve to death in my opinion, but let's continue.
Absolutely.
I have children. I told you I'm pregnant.
And you think it's wise to be taking drugs while you're pregnant?
Yeah, what a stupid fucking bitch. She's pregnant. She has kids. And most likely she's doing drugs, and now she got arrested for stealing from a dead person. What a dumb fucking cunt. She thinks she deserves all these cash and prizes because she's a woman. No, bitch. I think this year, 2026, is going to be the age of finding out. Everybody's going to find out the stupid shit, and you're going to get fucked. Just how Israel's going to get fucked because they're fucking around. The suck thing is going to bring the U.S. down with them. But hey, it is what it is, right? Fuck it. In the long run, it's going to be better for everybody. But you guys take care of each other, be awesome, and prepare for the war, and also for the future, because everything is fake and gay. Look at the shit that these people are doing. They're making nothing but abominations, and they want you to eat this shit. Hook, line, and sinker. Bullshit. I say no. But like I said, friends, just get stronger. Because the world is breaking apart in breakneck speed. And I don't want you guys to die because we need to build an awesome community. And we're going to have women as the beautiful, loving mothers and wives that they should be. Yes, it will happen. We just got to go through this rough patch. So level up, get stronger, don't be a fat ass, and don't be a weak loser. Just saying. Well, anyway, friends, take care of yourself. Goodbye, and let's rock on. I got shit to do myself, so goodbye.
Saudi was singing back in the day. Saudi was giving it up. What up? Check me out. Real red, look.
It's all over, but the crying, and nobody's crying but me. He was like, friends all over, no, I'm trying to forget about how much I care for you.